4 DJW, mobile.
WKN4 VWA, also mobile. My wife is dragging me over to Spartanburg to David's bridal to pay on a wedding dress. Notice we're having to pay on it.
The 2 was 4. I kind of missed that. I was just headed out to Five Guys to pick up some burgers. But I missed the 2.
Yeah, we're headed over to David's bridal in Spartanburg, trying to pay on a wedding dress.
Uh-oh. Somebody getting married?
Yeah, my youngest daughter, the last one of the bunch, is finally tying the knot on May 16th. And I am sort of kind of maybe hoping that they're going to get their own financial stuff together.
To that dream, as long as you can. You're going to be empty nesters then, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll get to run around the house in my underwear if I want to without even worrying about it.
It's got its downsides too, you know.
Thought of any yet. Hopefully it'll all be good. So you getting out and getting burgers for Sunday afternoon, huh?
Guys in a long time, so figured we'd go back and get some greasy burgers and fries from Five Guys.
Oily and greasy is some that I've seen, like over there in Greer, so what is that down there, Pete's? Man, I tell you what, that's where you go for an oil change and grease job.
But they put them in a paper bag, and the paper bag, by the time you get home with them, is oil has soaked into it, and it's, dark brown rather than light brown.
Especially if you get onion rings.
Between the amp, the antenna, and the radio?
Well, a Miratron has got some of the worst tech support I've ever heard. I got one guy up there that's just, you know, a good old boy, and just, that's what you do, and but I'm going to try to call them and ask for some advice on trying to do the initial tune-up at 5 watt instead of zero load.
I have called their tech support, but I was planning on making up there a trip up to Vlad someday with mine, my busted one.
11-8, it's busted?
2 that's busted.
What is that? Is that a 500 watt?
100.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. That's a 4-tube linear. Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
It has really worked good. It doesn't have very many hours on it at all. And I tried to fix it once and got it working again, but it didn't last long. So I figure I'll take it up there to Vlad and see what he can do with it.
Tell you what, so far, Vlad is very much impressed me.
Talking about him, so he must have some experience. So anyway, I'm pulling in the parking lot to Five Guys. Maybe I'll catch you before you make it all the way over to the bridal house.
Here in front of D&D Ford now on our way over there, so yeah, if you get back out of there, give us a holler.
KM4VWA, W4DJW.
KM4VWA, clear.
DJW, KM4RJN.
I stepped out of the car, go ahead.
Your burgers and everything, and get a chance, give me a holler.
I'll do that. I have to hunt for a parking space. They're picky about who parks where over here, but I'll do that.
KN4RJN clear.
W4DJW clear. J4RJN, W4DJW.
4RJN, got a couple of questions for you, sir.
See what we can do.
Well, I want about download the database last night again, and it kept either locking up or not working, so I tried it this morning and finally got it to download, extract, and compile. And I went looking for that call sign last night that was a new ham, and it's still showing no record. So I hit the QRZ lookup button, and there she is. But apparently she's not in the FCC database, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Over.
Happened in the past, too. One thing you can do that's not documented anywhere, just put clear it, hit the clear button, put the call in, add it so it's an empty call, and when you get a row down there on the bottom, right-click that row, it'll go out to QRZ and populate that and until the FCC gets theirs in there. I don't know why the FCC publishes it, but they don't put it in their data file for quite a while longer. I don't know what their schedule is on that, and I have no idea how QRZ gets their hands on it.
Found her, her mother, her father, her younger brother, her older sister. I mean, everybody's there, you know, but no record in the FCC database. Now, say that again. I've got her in there with her name. I assume it's the same address because she looks young enough to be still living at home. But I've got her in the log for yesterday. Now, how do I get her in the database?
The record, hit the clear button, put her call sign in the lookup. It won't find anything. Go ahead and add it. Hit the F5 and add it. You'll have an empty row except for her call sign down there in the log down below. And then just right-click on that empty row that has nothing but her call sign in it, and it'll go out to QRZ and populate it.
I put her call in there and then cleared out her dad's name, put her name. The address and everything else is the same. And then added it down, hit the F5 and added it down to the line down there. Is that sufficient, or do I need to clear it all out again?
No, that works too. Any way you can populate the data will work. That's probably a better method. If they've got a relative and you can get all the information from their relative, and then you just make the changes for them, that will work too. Either way you like. But eventually it'll show up in the FCC database, and then you can create a fresh record from them if you want to.
Downloading a new database from the FCC doesn't necessarily catch any new hams. How long does it take them to get it into the database?
I've never timed it. I don't know when they do it. I just know sometimes they get out there in QRZ before they get in the FCC's DAT file. You could probably browse around on the FCC and find out what their schedule is on that data file.
Well, I thought I'd got the thing up there to download the QRZ database. I tried that, and you click on that, and nothing happens.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I started implementing that, and it got to be more of a hassle than it was worth.
Well, my plan was to, you know, check the FCC database every couple and make sure I've got everybody, but that's no guarantee I've got everybody if a new one comes in.
No, it'll be there in a week or two, for sure. They do show up eventually, but I don't know when. But the method that you've got works. Creating an empty record with nothing but their call sign in it, and then right-clicking on it goes out not to the QRZ database, but just goes and pulls it right off the QRZ page, their QRZ page, if it's there. It may not be there yet either. It all depends on time. It's all a function of use cases and timing.
Well, that answers that question. Otherwise, enjoy your burgers and the rest of your day, and I'll keep.
You won't run across that use case very often. And when it does, sometimes if nothing else, I just put their first name and their call sign in there and add it and wait for the next time I call the net and then just right-click on it, and it'll populate.
Yeah, well, at least now if it happens again, I know what's going on and I can deal with it.
I'm about to pull in the driveway. I'll catch you later. Keep up the good work, John. KN4RJ and W4DJW.
4RJ, and I'm clear. Have a good day, bud.
4-1, UK, Bravo.